Let the church say amen. Somebody clap their hands for Jesus today. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for another day, another week that he's brought us through. Amen. So wonderful to see your beautiful faces. Amen. God is a good God. Amen. All we need to do is praise him. You can't praise him and worry at the same time. Come on, somebody. Amen. Lift up his holy name. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Praise him. Oh, I praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, help me if you will. You ought to praise him. If he's been good to you, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Help me call him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. David said, from the rising, up, yeah, the sun unto the goal down the same. You know what I found out? Lord, he's worthy. Yeah, Jesus is worthy. He's so worthy. Yeah, he's worthy to be praised. Help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me just praise. Yeah, Lord, praise him. Thank you, Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Call him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to. Can you help me one more time? Oh, from the rising. From the rising up, yeah, the sun unto the going down the same. Every time I turn around, the Lord, he's worthy. Jesus, Jesus is worthy. He's so worthy, yeah, he's worthy to be praised. Every time I get a chance, I'm gonna praise. Thank you, Lord. Hey, praise him. Praise him. Let me praise him. Let me call him. Jesus. One more time. Jesus. Jesus. One more. Jesus. Jesus. Oh, bless him. He worthy. He worthy. He worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. David said, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. That means all day long, Jesus is blessing me. I'm breathing the breath that he gave me. I'm eating the food that he gave me. I'm wearing the clothes that he gave me. I'm traveling because he gave me traveling grace. He's worthy. Glory to God to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and for this time to come together to worship you. As we gather, Lord, let your Holy Spirit come now. Search our hearts and search our minds. And if you find anything that's not right, we pray that I would remove it right now. Let your Holy Spirit rule, guide, and direct that everything that is said here today, that your name will get the glory. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint this choir as they sing your Zion songs. Get in these young people that they sing with meaning, knowing, dear Lord, that you are a good God. Bless the musicians, Lord. Anoint their fingers as they play the instruments. And we pray thy blessings upon everybody that is here today. Let your Holy Spirit just flow in this place, that we'll find joy and peace. Bless us now as we come with a word. Give it to us from on high, that somebody might be delivered. Somebody might be set free. Somebody might come. I yield. I can't hold out no longer. Holy Spirit, come now. Breathe fresh on us, and we know we will be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Reverend Kitchen going to come and read our scripture, Psalms 23. Amen. Praise God. And then after he finishes, our choir will bless us with a selection. Amen. Psalms 23 as he comes. Thank you.
Give God some praise. Amen. Many of us know that psalm by heart. Amen. Amen. Let us all turn our attention to the 23rd psalm. It reads, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy." Somebody say, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So readeth the word of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. We will now be blessed by our choir. Thank you.
Praise God. How many can testify to that? Jesus is worthy to be praised. Oh, don't fool me now. Is he worthy? Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said he saved me when I couldn't save my silly self. Hallelujah. We give him all the praise, all of the honor. Amen. To all of my fellow yokemen in the gospel. Amen. To the officers, to the mothers, the choir, usher, saints, and friends, and to all of you, those of you who are listening in to our broadcast today, we welcome you here, amen, to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church here in Powder Springs, Georgia. Amen. We're so happy to come before you today, amen, because we realize had it not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. Amen. He blessing me right now. Praise God. Every time I turn around, he just keeps on blessing me. Hallelujah. You know, we shouldn't take it for granted. The air that we breathe. Amen. We're able to get up and move around. Amen. We do it without even thinking about it. But all of this is only by the grace of God. If you don't believe it, go out to the cemetery. Amen. You'll see those who are going on. Amen. That is not still here. But we thank God for how he is keeping us and blessing us. Amen. We want to recognize the fact that this is Youth Sunday. Amen. We thank God for our young people being here. Amen. Singing God's praises. Praise God. Amen. They have a way of touching me. Amen. When I see young folks wanting to work for the master, amen. Reminds me of my youth coming up. Amen. I was on the usher board. I was in the choir. Amen. 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 It wasn't no waking up or you going to church. No, you going to church. Praise God. And I thank God for that training because it grew up in me. Amen. And now I recognize what really coming to church is really about. Amen. Some people just come to church just becoming. Amen. I come to meet Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I by myself? I come to meet Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is what I come because I know in Jesus I get everything that I need. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you so much. We got a lot going on in our country, in our state, in our city, and we need to be praying. Amen. The world is in chaos and on the verge of going into a war with Russia. Amen. So we need to pray. Amen. God is sending us signals now. I haven't heard from you lately. Where are you? Amen. So every now and then he got to shake us up. Amen. You remember back in the Israelite days, he had to send plagues. People got too complacent. They want to do what they want to do. God said, you got to remember, I'm God. I created you. I made you. I'm preaching already. Hallelujah. And we forget sometimes. Amen. We forget and we get slack on the way. And that makes God angry. Amen. Think of you being a parent. And you do everything you can to raise your children and to have them in a nice environment. And they go out and do bad things. It grieves your heart, don't it? Amen. And your children need to recognize there's going to be consequences. Behind all of this, that's what God is telling us. There's consequences. Amen. And we don't want to be in the hands of an angry God. Praise God. God bless you. Let me move on. Amen. Let us continue praying one for the other. We thank you so much for your dedication, for your commitment. And we pray, dear, that you will stay in contact with each other. Call somebody up that you ain't talked to in a long time. Amen. Amen. This is what really Christians is all about, amen, to be Christ-like and to care and have compassion for one another.
Amen. So somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, call them up and ask them how you're doing. Amen. All right, let us pray for Deacon Kimball. I got word that he had a stroke last week and that he's in the hospital. So let us keep him lifted in prayer. And for those who don't know Mother Leola Wyatt, amen, she took her wings and went on to glory. Amen. 93 years old. Come on, somebody. Let's praise God for blessing her to be here among us for so long. So let us pray for the family, pray for their comfort, and as they make preparations for her homegoing celebration, let's pray that God will give them direction and give them strength and comfort. Amen. Let's keep also Sister Ernestine Clark in your prayers, who's dealing with cancer, and she's going through chemo and radiation. Brother Glenn Bonner and Groucho White, Angie Smith, all recovering from strokes. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. Deacon Stewart and family, Beverly Scott, who has cancer, Reverend Darrell James, Sister Deaconess Karen Armstrong, and all the rest is on our sick and concerned list. Let us keep them. Pray for Reverend Guyton. Amen. He was supposed to have been preaching, amen, this service, and he got sick. So let us keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, we're going to listen to some more good music coming from this choir. Amen. Then we're going to be ready for the word. Amen. And Steve is going to sing us a song after the choir. Amen. Y'all like that? All right. He didn't know it, but he just found out. Amen.
Thank you.
Come on, give the choir another hand. Amen. For such a fine job that they've done. Amen. We thank God for them coming out. Amen. Let's give this recording artist a hand. Amen. Brother Steve Hickson, come on, give it up for him. Amen. As he blesses us this morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my eyeballs and so. My need. Oh, amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. Well, I do not know just why or how. Oh, he looked beyond my eyeballs and saw my need. View the cross. saw my need. Mama was here, she would say this: when I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, was soon be over. Yeah. When I see Jesus, it's gonna be amen. Oh, when I see Jesus. Amen. When I see the man who died for me, he was way back on Calvary. He shed his blood for me. Amen. Oh, all of my problems, all of my stress, all of my heartaches, all of my problems, all of my worries, it will be all there.
Come on, let's praise him. Let's praise him. Amen. What a talent. What a talent. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Praise God. Nothing like that amazing grace. Amen. Thank you, Brother Steve, for that great selection. Amen. As we get ready to move into our lesson, amen. We honor First Lady Steed. I didn't see that she had snuck in. Amen. We praise God for her this morning. Amen. Praise God. All right. Psalms 23. Amen. Everybody, I believe
that is a Christian has been familiar with this song for a long time. Amen. We want to look there, Psalms 23, for our text today, verse number 6. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of coming and declaring your word. Pray, dear God, you take these lips of clay of mine and use them for your glory. Come, Holy Spirit, now speak through me, that your people might hear from heaven, know your will and know your way. Bless us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. We want to talk about the good shepherd. Amen. The good shepherd. Amen. When Reverend Guyton called, when I called him and asked him for his subject and for his text, he said, tell him the 23rd Psalms. And he was going to talk about the good shepherd. Amen. So praise God, we're going to try to follow, amen, as he had planned to speak to you today about the good shepherd, amen. We need good leaders, amen. And in order to be a good leader, you got to be a good follower, amen. And Jesus was our great example because he was obedient, amen, to his Father. He showed us how to be a good follower. Amen. Christ, the good shepherd, can lead us through the dark valleys because he's been there. He laid down his life for his sheep. These words was written by a shepherd. David lived with suffering and pain and loss, yet he survived with his faith intact because he trusted the shepherd and the healing of his soul. He says, I look to the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord. Amen. We face with the sober reality of death. In the land, we are in the land of the dying, on our way to the land of the living. Amen. But our response to his death can be one of hope. There's no such thing as false hope because there is a secured hope as we face death. That hope is found in our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. He led his flock not simply to, but through the dark valleys. We need not fear, brothers and sisters, death. Jesus has assured us that he is right there with us, even in the valley of the shadows of death. Amen. Christ, amen, the good shepherd can lead us through the dark valleys because he's been there. He laid down his life for the sheep. God the Father can fully share our sorrow. Sometimes when death comes, I've seen people cry in anger. Where was God when this loved one died? The answer, he was where he was when his son was hanging there on the cross. And he understands the pain that we are feeling. He's been there before. He can even handle our anger. Amen. He understands our distress more than anyone could. He may feel, you might feel far away, and we may feel abandoned. But he is with us, for his word tells us he would never leave us, neither will he forsake us. our good shepherd does more than lead us through the dark valleys. He leads us from despair to renew confidence in his care. He doesn't simply observe us from a distance. He is actively involved with the details of our life. He leads us through the valley because death is not the end of life. There is life beyond the grave. Our good shepherd is preparing a place for all who believe. This place is prepared for us. A man is not free. However, it costs us nothing, but it costs him everything. He paid for us with his own life. I'm talking about the good shepherd. His sacrifice on the cross freed us from the condemnation. His blood washed away our sins. Somebody had a shout right there. This familiar verse from the Good Shepherd, amen, lets us know, brothers and sisters, that no matter what we're going through, Jesus will be right there with us. This is why we who belong to the Good Shepherd can state with confidence, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Death for the believer is deliverance from the pain and cares and sorrow of this world. In the meantime, while we live here on earth, the shepherd is our source of strength. His hands guide and sustain us in the darkest hours of the night. The prophet Jeremiah in the laments for his people observed that God may bring us sorrow, but his love for us is sure and strong. We can accept adversity because the good shepherd is with us when we're going through. The shadows of death is only a shadow. A man weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. The closing book of the Bible assures us Lamb at the center of the throne will be our shepherd. He will lead us to springs of living water. And God, hallelujah, will wipe away all tears from our eyes. The basis of our hope is in the fact that our good shepherd died and is alive again. Yes, the risen of Christ is the promise of our resurrection, our reason for hope in the midst of tragedy. Growth often comes through trials, the testing of trust in darkness can result in renewed confidence and knowing that the Lord will make a way somehow. So my brothers and sisters, as we think about the good shepherd, amen, the one who has given his life for us, we can learn lessons from that to know that no matter what we're going through, the good shepherd will hold our hands. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Anybody here know that he will make a way out of no way? Anybody here know that even sometimes in the midst of your troubles, amen, he's able to take all of the pain away. When the Lord is my shepherd, amen, I have everything that I need. When we go beyond verse 1 and experience the benefits of having the Lord as a shepherd, the one who leads and guides us and he directs us. The word says he makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. Yes, he won't have to look for greener pastures, for he makes us lie down in green pastures. When life's storm comes our way, he gives us peace and assurance. He calms the storm, in our lives. I stop by to let you know, if you trust in him today, he will supply your every need. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He repairs us. He fixes our soul. That was the one part from him that we must understand, that he will always be there when trouble comes our way. Yea, do I walk through the valley and shadow of death, I fear no evil, for he is with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. When we face a man with the thought of death, we need not fear, because the Lord will protect us. He prepares a table, a man before me, in the presence of my enemies. Good God Almighty, he anoints my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Even when I'm surrounded by things in life that are filled, that are overwhelming me, when tragedy comes, when trials come, he gives us substance and blessings and abundance and overflow. That's why Jesus has said that I give you life and I give it more abundantly. In Jesus, I've got my hope. In Jesus, I got my deliverance. In Jesus, I got my healing. In Jesus, I'm never alone. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In other words, forever, God walks with me. Forever, God talks with me. Forever, he'll be by my side. We have the hope, knowing in this life, the good shepherd will never leave us alone. Is there anybody here this morning recognize the fact that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you? Jesus has already told us, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Ain't you glad? You don't have to wonder like Martha did during the time of Lazarus' death. Made a statement and asked this question. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. And whosoever believeth and live in me shall never die. You can believe that. You can take it to the bank that Jesus, yes, he will make a way out of no way. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, my soul cries out. It lets me know that Jesus is on the main line. I can call him up and tell him what I want. Is there anybody here in this building today can lift your hands and say, Jesus is all I need, for I came to tell you, he comes by when trouble comes. He comes by when I can't see my way. Some of my friends might walk away, but Jesus will always be there. Can you look at somebody and say, he's the good shepherd that leads me to the still waters. He's a good shepherd that holds me when I'm in the storm. He's the good shepherd that's always with me when the battles of life come. When it seems like I can't see my way, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I'm his own. And the joy, and the joy of the Lord. If somebody here can lift your hands and say, he is the good shepherd. Is there anybody here can shout today and tell somebody that he is my shepherd? I know sometimes we don't want him to be our shepherd, because when Jesus is our shepherd, we got to walk in the ways of righteousness. But I come by to let you know that this good shepherd, he is the one and the only way that you can get to God. I feel like running on because a good shepherd is my God. I feel like running on because the good shepherd holds me in the storm. I feel like running on because I got news. One of these old days, I can see him coming in the cloud. When he comes, we shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Tell somebody, Jesus is a good shepherd. Can you tell somebody today that some glad morning when this life is all over, he gonna give me 2 wings to veil my face, 2 wings to veil my feet, 2 wings and I fly away with the good shepherd. I'm going there. There'll be joy. There'll be peace. There'll be contentment. My hands will be brand new. My eyes will be too. I walk around heaven all day. The good shepherd has prepared me a place where the weary shall be at rest. Over there. Over there in that land where we'll never grow old. I can sing, tell a glad story, how I made it over. Don't you want to go there where Jesus is? Just tell somebody, if you can't help me, don't try to stop me. I'm on my way to see the King. Got time for foolishness. God been too good for me to let you steal my joy. I got joy because I've got the good shepherd. Anybody got him today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence today makes a difference in our lives. I don't want you to miss out on this good shepherd. He's available to everyone. He said, whosoever will, let him come. So he can accept you if you confess your sins. He can get you out of the mock and miry clay and place your feet on a solid rock. Will you receive him today? If you hear, amen, the good shepherd wants to save your soul. He wants to make you whole. Will you receive him today as your personal savior? Come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. However, the arms of the Lord is outstretched to you. And call upon me while I'm near. Come to him before it's too late. If you're here, you want to accept him, come give me a hand and give God your heart. Those of you that are out in radio land, wherever you might be, this invitation is for you also. Just receive him as your personal Savior. Pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. I confess my sin. I ask that thou please forgive me for the wrong that I've done. Take me, dear Lord, and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me, that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. We say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Don't leave today. Don't leave today. Don't let the day go by without accepting Jesus as your personal Savior. Because he's available. He's available for you right now. Will you receive him? As we get ready for altar call, we ask Elder Bradshaw if he would come and lead us in our altar call as we get ready to meet Jesus with our situations, with our cares. Probably everybody in here got something that you need to give to Jesus. If it's nothing but thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. So if you're here today, and you want to surrender to the Lord, as the preacher comes to lead us in our altar call, if you're believing by faith, whatever your cares is, whatever your situation is, that you want to deliver to the Lord, he says, casting all your cares, don't leave nothing out, casting all your cares upon him, because he careth for you. He's your deliverer. He's your healer. He's your sustainer. Give it all to the Lord. Let us pray.
I wanna go where Jesus sleeps.
Yes, Lord.
You've been
real good to us. And for that, my Father, we are grateful today. Lord, so many things I could tell you about what I need, Lord, but because you've been so good, I want to thank you for what I've already received.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you this morning for life, health, and strength you've given unto us, O Lord. And for that, we say thank you. Father, you kept us from dangers seen and unseen. And for that, God, we just want to tell you much obliged.
Thank you, Lord.
You walked through our homes, Lord, and you took care of us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Sickness was about us.
Thank you.
But you healed us.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to tell you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You took care of our families, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our husbands and wives, sons and daughters, children, grandyoungins, and you took care of them, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
For all you done for us.
Mm-hmm.
Up the rough side of the mountain sometimes. Through the valleys of the shadows of death, Lord, sometimes you were right there with us.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Through the sorrow that is now in our land, Lord, you kept us.
You kept us.
We just want to tell you thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. These who are here this morning, Lord, you know why they need you.
Touch, Lord Jesus.
In the precious name of your Son, Jesus.
Yes.
Move. Right now in a mighty way, oh Lord. Move.
Do, Lord. Do, Lord.
Move, Lord. Touch.
Touch.
Heal, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
By your precious power.
Yes.
By the word of your holy word.
Yes, sir.
By the power of your holy word.
Mm-hmm.
You can and I know you will. Move right now, God, in the lives of these, your people, in their homes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Heal the land, Lord.
Heal the land.
Heal the land.
Mm-hmm.
Heal the land, Lord. Mm-hmm. We believe you. You're the same God that did it before, and we know you can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
We believe you, Lord.
Yes.
By the power of your holy word.
Yes, sir.
We believe you, Lord.
Touch, Lord.
By the blood of your Son, Jesus.
Touch, Lord.
We believe you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We believe you.
Yes.
That you can heal the land.
Mm-hmm.
Even in this place right here, New Hope.
Thank you. Thank you,
Lord. Pastor Dr. Steve, thank you for these, your people, oh Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Who believe in you now for a blessing miracle, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've been good to us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You kept us, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Yes,
Jesus'
sir.
Name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. We have to feel better when our burdens are lifted. Amen. That's why the songwriter says, take everything to God in prayer. Amen. That takes the load off of you. You don't have to worry about it anymore. Praise God. God bless you. Give our youth another hand. Amen. They sang so beautiful today. And our musicians, amen. Our director, amen. All of our ministers and officers, mothers, ushers, and our sound technician, we thank all of you. Amen. And thank you for being here. And those that are listening in, may God bless you. May you have a great week. I failed to mention our groundkeeper, the one that takes care of our lawn out here, Reverend Dr. Reginald Rufford. The Lord has saw fit to elevate him, that this afternoon he will be installed at the Pilgrim Baptist Church there in Nelson, Georgia. And many of you remember I preached revival there many times, and you went with me. And so he will be installed as the pastor there this afternoon at 3 o'clock. So keep him and his family lifted in prayer, if you will. Thank you so much. Let us stand as we get ready to leave. Amen. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen. Everybody say, everybody say, yeah. Everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and about us now, henceforth and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless you. Have a blessed week. Be safe. Love you. Love you, mama.